You mean they don't even wear no trousers? Sarah asked, shocked. They don't wear any breeches, Melanie corrected her. All the aristos, that's what they call the knobs over there when they're being rude about it, called the ordinary people sans-culottes because of how they weren't wearing nice knee breeches. But frilly clothes don't do them much good now they're all getting their heads cut off. Isn't that so, Nelly? Eleanor didn't look up from drying the china. Slacking at one's job in the Baroness of Basing's household was a bad idea, even amongst her fellow servants in the kitchen downstairs. She'd spent enough time working her way up to an indoors maid position, and the possibility of serving as an actual lady's maid was almost within her grasp. She wasn't going to ruin her chances now. That's pretty much it, she agreed, picking up another fancy plate, one of the set with pink designs and gilt edging. Though the papers say the citizens are all in rags mostly anyhow, except for the ones in their assembly. Oh, it tears my heart, Mrs. Dommings said, kneading the dough with powerful hands. Dear, you talking about what they're all wearing, and not about what those evil Frenchies are doing. A nation what kills their own king is cursed by God and man alike. She punched the dough again. If it weren't for that heroic Scarlet Pimpernel saving the poor persecuted nobility from the guillotine, hundreds more of them would be dead. Dead for good, if you count the vampire ones. Oh, I don't know how he does it. Eleanor and Melanie rolled their eyes at each other, suppressing sighs. Mrs. Dommings was the world's worst bore when she got onto the subject of the mysterious Scarlet Pimpernel and how he rescued innocent aristocrats from having their heads cut off. What was the point of discussing the man when the only thing anyone knew about him was that he was mysterious? Even rescued French aristocrats knew nothing about him, or claimed to know nothing. Sarah began to peel carrots for the servant's supper. She and Melanie were part of the mansion's day service. The night service would come on duty later. Lady Sophie rarely ate regular meals, but servants needed sustenance like any other human. Still, when you had a vampire for your mistress, you worked by night and you didn't complain. I wish we didn't have to learn French. It doesn't make no... She paused and corrected her grammar at a glare from Mrs. Dommings. That is, it doesn't make any sense. The Baroness likes having the household able to speak French for when she has French visitors, Eleanor said, conscious of her position as the senior maid of the three. Besides, with all the aristocrats leaving France, maybe we'll end up working for one of them. More importantly, if one couldn't speak French, then one had no hope of rising in the household to work above stairs. Eleanor had no intention of spending her entire life in the kitchen. That's a proper attitude, Nelly, Mrs. Dommings said. Not that her ladyship ever likes to have staff leave, but who knows? We all said that what's happened in France couldn't happen, and it did. Just goes to show. Their king dead, their poor queen and prince and all their friends, prisoners. Oh, shocking. Eleanor nodded and kept a tight grip on her thoughts. I just need to keep working. If I can learn French like her ladyship wants, if I can be good enough at embroidery, good enough at serving, then perhaps someday I can get out of this kitchen. Her ladyship, the Baroness of Basing, might be a good mistress, but it was also true that she didn't like staff to leave. And Eleanor wanted more than life in Basing. A lady's maid might travel to London with her ladyship and might even be able to find a situation there with one of her ladyship's friends or, in Eleanor's wildest dreams, employment as a modiste and embroiderer. Nobody could accuse her ladyship of not having friends, both living and vampire. There were two of them visiting at this very moment, and the gentleman was definitely wearing breeches, embroidered satin ones too,